This is KVOE News.
KVOE News time, 8:22. It's Newsmaker, Newscast second half. We have our Newsmaker 2 coming up here very shortly with New England Regional Health CEO Kathy Pimple and also Executive Director of Partnerships Stephen Bazan. But first off, we'll close out our newscast here today with Flint Hills Mall Manager Clarence Fry and Mackenzie Nix with the Department for Children and Families as we talk about the Bridging the Gap Community Resource Fair taking place at the mall next Wednesday. Clarence, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys?
Doing good. Mackenzie, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Well, glad to have you both in. Clarence, this is coming up Wednesday. And let's talk about how this unfolded here to bring this resource fair to the mall in a week.
Well, it's been something that we've considered here at the mall. And Mackenzie and Allie Miller reached out to us a few months ago, I think, and started the process of trying to figure out what kind of resources the community needed and a great place to get them all together so that people would have one place to go and just find out information about the things that are available for them, their families, and what to do in the community, resources that they might have. So it kind of unfolded like that, and tell you what, Allie and Mackenzie have done a great job putting together a great list of community partners that'll be here at the mall next Wednesday.
Yeah, this will be from 4 until 7. Mackenzie, looks like you've got a great lineup of participants.
Yes, we do. Emporia is very blessed to have many resources available to families in the area. And here at the Department for Children and Families, we want to highlight those resources and bring them to light and really connect families with those resources in the community. So I think we have about 39 different community partners that will be coming to that. So there'll be lots of giveaways there, just a lot of connections available there. Big Brothers Big Sisters will be there, PASA, Crosswinds, the Emporia Rec, the library. So lots of good connections there, lots of things happening that night. And just want to make those connections in the community and make sure people know they're available to them.
Mackenzie, from your perspective, why is it so important to have a gathering like this? And maybe a corollary to that is how gratifying is it to see something like this get that level of support right off the bat?
It's important to us at the Department for Children and Families for families to know that they're supported within the community. And so really the point of the whole program was just to bring to light what is available and how they can receive help in many different ways in our community, and really just show the community that they're supported and that their families are supported here.
Looks like
so it's been really great.
Yeah, so do you have car seat checks too, Mackenzie, out there?
Yeah. The fire department will be there. The police department will be there providing car seat checks, kind of touch a truck kind of thing. There will be some employment connections available there. So, yeah, lots of good stuff.
And I think you'll have giveaways, too, that people can register for.
Yeah. And most of the people coming, our booths there, they'll have, like, giveaway stuff, pins, you know,
okay. All
that good stuff you get from fairs.
Clarence, before we wrap things up, how gratifying is it for you? I mean, this is something that you'd mentioned here that you'd wanted to see, other mall merchants have wanted to see to a degree. What does it mean for you to see this level of turnout and commitment here from different partners with nearly 40 on hand?
Yeah, it's really a good opportunity for people to get out here. And like I said, we've talked about it. And maybe, you know, getting together with the Department of Children and Families, you know, they've really put the effort into this. They've contacted all these people and told them that, you know, we're going to have a great turnout. And one place for people to go to find information about, you know, all of these services. You know, your Newman Regional Health's going to be here, Journeys, Hettlinger, Girl Scouts. Like McKenzie said, the fire department and the police department will be here. They'll have trucks and checks and things like that. And I think it's going to be a great event. It's in the evening, you know, 4 to 7. So it's an opportunity, once you get off work, you know, grab a bite to eat, stop by the mall, and check these things out. You know, bring kids, bring the family, you know, so that they can see these things. And if they have any questions, there are people there that will be able to give them an answer.
You've got that right. Upwards of 39 participants. Bridging the Gap Community Resource Fair from the Department of Children and Families, Kansas Department for Children and Families, coming up a week from today, 4 until 7 p.m. at the Flint Hills Mall. McKenzie, thanks for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
You betcha. Clarence, good to talk to you.
Talk to you guys later.
See you later. Clarence Fry, manager of the Flint Hills Mall, and McKenzie Nix with the Kansas Department for Children and Families. The big Bridging the Gap Community Resource Fair next week.
Yes, sir. I want to let you know that our Newsmaker 2 is coming up next, and we've got a lot to talk about here with Newman Regional Health CEO Kathy Pimple and Director of Partnerships Stephen Bazan. We are talking about strategic partnerships, denim and diamonds, and other